what's up? So today is a little bit different. It was how's Tommy go? Let's go, party people! Episode blah blah blah. No, so we got the end of week 12 of the NFL coming up. Tommy G is not here. He was in Discord. I saw when Jenna woke me up to pee at like 7 a.m. He was still in there talking, ranting, and raving about something. So I just went back to sleep. We should have said Wednesday would have been the last show, but none of us thought about Black Friday today and that it's Thanksgiving and everyone's going to be fucked up and not around. So we're going to go on with the show. We're going to do what we can. There's no UFC. We'll do what we can do. Mike won't be coming in sideways, so that's how it's going to go. But we do have a special guest, Mr. Luke Hoffman. We've been talking about for a while. Tommy's been talking about him playing, doing college basketball. So what's up, Hoffman?
Not much, guys. Glad to be here. First episode.
Yes, so let's go. We have Evan is here, as always. Yep. Evan, what's up?
We're doing well.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. I am stuffed. I think I gained about 7 pounds. So got to work that off today.
Nice. Nice. And what is up, Ghost?
Merry Christmas, Bora.
Merry Christmas. All right. Ghost came into the chat. He was very angry. He was something going on with Ghost today. He had a very angry like face. And I don't know what was going on with Ghost today. Well, were you in the chat with Tommy? What time did you go to sleep?
I was with him till about 3:30. I let him know I was falling asleep. I wasn't fucking pulling an all-nighter with him. Knew we had the show today. Assumed we had the show today. So here I am.
Nice, nice. So yeah, we have some college football bets going on right now. Ghost, you had some hockey that you put out yesterday, so we'll get to that in a few. But yeah, I don't know. Tommy just... I knew it was going to be one of these days. We should have made a bet on which episode he was going to miss. Just being a complete mess. I wouldn't be surprised if he pops in here in like 20 minutes or so. He's just a complete... what were you guys talking about? I fell asleep after the car chase ended. And then that was it for me. I heard you guys
We're talking about life, though. You know his favorite topics late at night. I wasn't in the mood for it last night, so we're just talking, entertaining the subs.
Who was he talking to after you left?
Whatever subs were left in chat.
He was just talking to the subs.
So he was just talking to himself? Like, he was just rambling on for, like, 5 hours?
I went to bed. It was only him in there. A couple of people in the chat were up with us. I needed rest.
I don't know. Guys, so there's books today have great promos. So if you're a member of any of these books, just jump on in there. There's a lot of great promos going on. There's one with my bookie actually just started. And everyone just won it. So the my bookie one was, I believe, Iowa-Nebraska touchdown. No one touchdown scored or something like that. So everyone just won that. So good for that. My bookie has a lot of stuff going on. Ghost, we have a special right now for the subs, right? The Tommy mentioned last week.
Yeah. So right now we're offering it, and we're only offering this until Monday. It will be pulled Monday. So if you have any inclination of getting in this weekend is the time. Today is the time. We're running our yearly special. It will cover from now until January 1st of 2023. We have our betting yearly, our DFS yearly, and our first time DFS betting combo promotion, which has probably been the best seller right now. We gave everyone free DFS for the last few days. Everyone's been taking advantage of the combo package.
Yeah, this promo is awesome, guys. You get a whole bunch of stuff. People got like different colors in the Discord. You get like free shirts and get to join the show.
We're doing a lot with this package to really make everyone feel a part of our family, a part of our community. Our biggest thing is the amount of time that all of us spend in chat with everyone, the Discords, the breakdowns, everything. So the point of this was to think of what we can do to make people feel a part of this home and let everyone know that this is our house. So everyone who's here with us will be a part of it with us.
Yeah, and everything is on the screen right here.
Yeah, I see it. Right as Ghost is talking.
Right next to me. Yep. Right there.
That is a great special, guys. So definitely get in on that. I monitor some of the other places, but no one's given out anything like that. That's crazy. So definitely take advantage of that. Ghost was up a long time the other night putting that all together so you guys could get it in.
Anybody who joined on Wednesday, followed the hockey plays that I told you that I love the slate. Can't tell you how many DMs I got saying you just paid off my whole year sub. You guys missed out on Wednesday. Make sure you get in today. Huge hockey slate from start at 1 o'clock through the rest of the day. We'll go over that later. But
yeah, my hockey actually hit. I'm 3-0, Ghost. 3-0. I made the switch from Florida to the Oilers. The Oilers killed it. It got a little, maybe a little close at the end the last couple minutes, but there was never, second period, they just blew them out. So you have some hockey today you mentioned. We'll get into that later. We will go. So let's review the games yesterday before we get into football. Hoffman, what did you think about the games yesterday?
I thought they were all pretty bad except for the Cowboys game. That was probably the best game we've seen in weeks, probably 5 or 6 weeks, which was good. We needed that. All of our props hit in that game too. That was a good game for us with props. Same game parlays and all that fun stuff. That's about it. Everything else.
Did you have anything? Did you like yesterday, or did you want on yesterday, or anything?
Me?
No, Evan. Or were you just hanging out with the family?
I was just hanging out with the fam. I was happy to see that the Cowboys and Raiders game was actually entertaining, because the first game we watched was, what the hell was that?
Well,
I mean, Matt Nagy is dog shit. And Campbell is also dog shit, running a draw on like 3rd and 23. I understand you're trying to play it safe, but you're also 0-8-1. So it just makes no sense to me. They're two poverty franchises right now. But yeah, the Cowboys game, it was a good sigh of relief. And the Bills game, obviously, it was much better than the first one.
Yeah. Ghost, I know you didn't have really anything on those games yesterday. You didn't really love them. What'd you think of the games?
I have a bit of a different take. So I'll be honest, Thanksgiving, family day. Should have been spending the day with the family. I did. I watched one game, and it was the Cowboys game, and I thought it was horrendous. The officiating in that game really killed the game. Couldn't enjoy it. As much as we enjoyed the back and forth scoring, the ties, the field goals at the end, overtime, the officiating really crippled that game. It cost a lot of people a lot of money. Pool, Survivor. It was tough to watch for me. It was very frustrating. Dallas had, over 150 yards in penalties?
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that cornerback, he had no penalties going into the game.
Four.
And the whole season had four yesterday. Yeah. I mean.
All on third downs, too.
That was not pass interference. That was
huge penalties.
We've been talking about rigging the games in the NFL. I mean, each of his penalties came on third downs, big third downs.
I mean, that was huge. Those were huge. Those were game changers yesterday, those penalties. And, I mean, Dallas's whole team.
That pass interference, I understand he didn't have it. He didn't turn for the ball. He did nothing to impede what's-his-name's access to the ball. It hit him in the back of the head. It was frustrating. It was frustrating.
It was. So many penalties that changed the course of that game.
Late penalties after the play's over.
It's getting to the point where you like kind of anticipate the penalty. Like, you know it's coming. Mm-hmm. You can't even celebrate a play. Like,
It was every play. Every, like, the extra points, the fucking field goals. There's
If there's a 20-yard one play, there's a flag every time.
I mean, it was crazy.
They pulled the touchdown off the board. Two flags came out after they're done celebrating.
Yep. I mean, I had Schultz. The first one got taken away. Some people had Schultz 2 touchdowns. That sucks. It was a lot of penalties in that game. But like Hoffman said, in the end, that was our best game. We killed it. First game was rough. But the second game, we actually killed it. I think I hit like 4 live bets during it. We crushed parlays, hit an +800, +300 something. Tommy had a couple live plays going. We actually crushed that game. So that was good for that. And then the last game was a little awful. The Saints had everybody on COVID. They had no running back. They're on a third string quarterback. I mean, what can you say? The Bills are just not good either, but they did enough to win the game and to basically, I mean, 31-6, you would think that the game would have ended a little bit closer, but Saints had no offense, nothing to speak of. They had no running game. Their defense came up a little bit, but was just played too much, got too tired. That was it for them. What'd you see about that one, Hoffman?
Yeah, the Saints like literally have no offensive weapons right now. And the fact that they didn't have Taysom Hill to play either, like that helped hurt them a lot. I think they wanted to use him going into that game, and then his late injury affected the game plan.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't even know he was like going to be out.
Neither did I. No, I don't think anyone did.
And a lot of the sports books, I'm a little upset, especially MGM, which I love. They decided, so MGM didn't refund the Taysom Hill touchdown bet. DraftKings and there was another one, Barstool, I know, did. FanDuel has not yet. And MGM said, as long as the player is on the active roster, the bet counts.
What?
Which makes no sense, because in baseball, if he doesn't get an at-bat, you know, you get your money back. If football should be the same, but when you go on the thing, it says as long as he's on the active roster, the bet counts. But he didn't play a snap. So everybody should have got their money back. If you bet on that yesterday, guys, people with us or whoever else, message MGM, tell them that other books gave it back. I did the same thing. And I messaged my host and told him, you know, to push it up the ladder, because that's ridiculous.
You should counter with that. You should say, if that's the case, then you should have a prop for every single player who's on the roster.
Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense.
That's what it should be then.
That was awful. Awful that they did that. They counted that as a loss. He didn't even have snap. I mean, that's ridiculous. Can't just say, oh, he counts because he's on the roster. It makes no sense. So those were the games yesterday. You know, the middle one, Dallas game, completely, like I said, like Ghost said, it was a shit show, but it completely saved us on the day. We killed it. And college basketball was pretty good to Tommy too. Won max bet early that he lost, but then he came back and nailed a bunch of the other ones. So that was good. On to college football this weekend. So right now I have a bet on Boise State. It looks like it's fourth and goal from the one for San Diego. Boise was up like 16-3, and then San Diego State scored like 10 points in the last like minute of the half. They're going for it right now. But so I'm on that game. Don't really love a lot of the games later. Maybe Cincinnati. I might be on that. I love – let's see. I have it on my notes. I love the over on the Alabama game, guys. The Alabama-Auburn game should go way over. Alabama's letting up a lot of points to their opponents. The Auburn is not the same. Their defense is not the same as the season went on. They're also scoring some points. I think that game goes way over. I love the Alabama team total and the Auburn and the total over. So I'm taking both of those. We have a small amount of – we don't have the usual people in here today, so I'll give you definitely another one. Oklahoma State versus Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma State. I think they beat them. I'm all over Oklahoma State. So those are easily two games that I am on. Take them both. Right now, if you actually could get in on the Boise State game too, if you wanted, you didn't bet it before. But I'm on those two. Anybody else have any college football? I know you don't really usually bet it, Ghost. Hoffman, anything from you?
I like Oklahoma State too, but that was about it.
Okay, awesome. Ghost?
So – you know, I never give out college football plays on stay cashing. That's one sport I don't research early. I wait to the day of. So subs who sign up, they do get college football from me. You just have to be here. I hit it the game day. I hit live lines. So we will have college tomorrow. Just nothing free for today.
Yeah, college football. A lot of our bets on college football is live. Tommy puts out some sides. I do some sides also, but the live betting from us is the best. So we usually see how the team's going. We hit a half, we hit a full game, and just more of the reason to sign up. It's not like we put our plays out at 8:30 in the morning like other books, and then it's done till tomorrow, and then we put out our bets again. So we're actually, like you said, we're in there all night, all day, even on Thanksgiving yesterday. Tommy and I and some of the other guys were in there. We were in there all day. So, you know, even though I was at Thanksgiving dinner, I was still in the chat and still putting out bets. And, you know, maybe I'll spell a word wrong or don't forget to put a half, but you could figure it out because I'm doing it while I'm driving. I'm doing it while I'm on my phone. And you're not going to get that anywhere else. That's just even more of a reason for you guys to sign up for deep bets. So moving on to college basketball. Hoffman, tonight is the night.
Yep.
Me versus you.
Big game.
Gonzaga versus Duke.
I took Duke plus 10.5, but it's alt line.
All right. Ghost, you have anything to say? You got Hoffman here. You've been riding him about Duke. You guys have been arguing like crazy, catching dogs about the whole Duke thing. He's right here. You guys are on the show together. You have anything to say?
And his light, look at the sun coming in too. The glare.
I'll be riding with you all day, Bill, to put that shit school in its grave.
Wow.
Listen, I'll be completely honest. I had my projections before the UCLA game. I had Gonzaga winning by 6. And then after that game, it jumped to 7.5. So I'm still comfortable with the 10.5. I think Duke matches up with Gonzaga better than UCLA does. They have more big men. They're better defensively. But listen, Gonzaga is what it is. They're the best team for a reason. I mean, Duke has to prove that they're better than them. So
I mean, listen, I'm with you.
I won't be officially betting that guy, so don't take that as an actual play.
I'm with you. I think Gonzaga is the best team. But, yeah, I think it's going to be closer than that UCLA game. By the way, I think Duke matches up well. Is the spread still 7, Hoffman? Did they move it?
8.5.
Oh, so it did move. A lot of people jumping on it. Oh, man. I mean, that's going to be a game time decision for me. Hoffman bought it up. I like that. But right now,
it's also tough because this is Gonzaga's second. It's two tough games in a row, and Duke has a look ahead to next week to Ohio State, too. So it's like, it's weird.
That is a must see game, though. So if you're not big on college basketball and you want to see a good college basketball game, tune in tonight, 10 o'clock, I believe, right, Hoffman?
Yeah, and if you're into the NBA, the number one and number two picks are in this game. So
yeah. Yep. So definitely tune in. There's a lot of top 25 action going on today. Purdue's up, I think, 33-5 right now. I don't know what the spread was on that, but that's ridiculous. Alabama surprisingly lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty shocking game. A top 10 team in the country – losing to Iona.
Rick Pitino's got it moving.
Pitino got his comeback. You know, they got rid of him and he goes to a small school and then he beats a top 10 team in the country.
I mean, he's back. He's back. Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny good coaching, Ghost. I mean, good coaches will take a team and go anywhere. I mean, you can't just say it's the players. This obviously that had nothing to do with it yesterday. It was all the coaching. He lifts the kids up, believes that they can win, and they, you know, they beat a top 10 team in the nation. You usually don't see that in basketball a lot because, you know, one or two people make a big difference in the, especially with top 10 teams. Very weird. I'm Hoffman's on that game. I don't really know yet. I don't really have a play on that. The rest of the games will be put out during the day. So that's about it for now. We have Hoffman likes Duke. Plus 10.5, and the rest we'll be giving out, you know, in the Discord throughout the day, live betting and everything else. So let's see. Let's go to the NBA. NBA tonight. Hoffman, I'm sorry to say it. I like the Suns.
Oh, me too, 100%. It's not even questioned.
Hoffman and I are huge Knicks fans. I have to go with the Suns tonight. That spread doesn't make sense to me. Unless everybody's out for the Suns, which I don't see right now, that 3-point spread is ridiculous. So right now I'm on the Suns. The Knicks aren't that good at home. I don't know what it is. There should be a lot of people there today for the game. A lot of famous people. It's Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving. Everybody wants to go to the game. There wouldn't, you know, a lot, not a lot of traffic in the city. So people are driving in. You got people from the city, famous people who live there. So it should be packed in the Garden tonight. And I'm going with the Suns, taking the Suns. I'm going to have a few same game parlays on that also that I'll be giving out in the chat. And I'm just, I love the Suns. So that's my Suns pick. I know Healy put out a couple bets already for the subs. So guys, you want to get in on it, join 4deepbets.com. Healy's already put out some good bets.
So he put out a three-unit one, too. He put out a three-unit one, too.
So. Wow. And Healy doesn't usually put out a three-unit bet, guys. That's even more reason to join. Just get in now. Join that package. Even if you don't want to join for the while for that package, get in for the week. Get in and give advantage. You know, Ghost told you the other day to get in. He killed the hockey. He paid for your subscription. I mean, people are making these promises, and they're coming through. Anything else on the hardwood that you see? Often.
No, I was just going to be on the Suns. I think Booker might explode tonight. I mean, these stars are coming into MSG and they're putting up amazing numbers. He might go for like 40, 50 points tonight.
That's why I love the same game parlay tonight in that game. I'll be all over that. I think the Bulls have a good chance of – did something happen to the thing, Healy?
We're still live.
All right.
Healy.
I said Healy.
It's okay. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, so I'm going to probably be on the Bulls too, a game where I'm going to do also a lot of props on that game. And definitely the Suns, guys. Take the Suns. That is my bet for today, my free pick. Hoffman loves it also. Ghost, I know you don't bet a lot of basketball. Anything you like, maybe live or – you know, tonight you might put in something live or a prop.
Honestly, I'm probably going to jump on that Suns game with you. It was a game I noticed the other day, the Suns against the Spurs. They were -5 on the road. That line didn't make sense to me. You know, I always buy the 2 points, get it down to 3, and they covered by 4. I'm probably going to be on that with you guys tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm definitely on that. The NBA, a little bit nuts the other day with that thing with LeBron. Did you see that, Ev? With the LeBron was getting cursed out. Yeah, and he told people to leave.
Yeah. He cried like a baby.
So we talked about that in Discord yesterday. Hoffman and Tommy – wow, San Diego State up by 10 now. Hoffman and Tom – Tommy's someone who – freedom of speech all the time, but then yesterday he was kind of arguing the other side. Hoffman, you were kind of on the other side also, saying that people – you know, shouldn't be yelling things at the game and stuff like that.
You can't yell certain things. I mean, you have to understand, like, that is LeBron's place of work. Like, he doesn't go there to hear that. Like, yeah, you can tell him he sucks and the Lakers sucks, but once you get personal with his kids, like, if that's true, what we heard was true, then yeah, I'm on his side. Like, you can't do that.
You weren't in there yesterday when we were speaking about Ghost. Did you hear about the story?
No, I didn't actually.
So it was overtime of the basketball game, and LeBron walks over to the ref, and he had two people ejected from the game right at the start of overtime because he said that they were saying stuff to him. And then it turns out from people who were there, they were tweeting saying that they were yelling, we hope your kids die, shit like that, you suck, get COVID, stuff like that. So do you think they should be ejected from the game for that, or do you think it's a part of sports?
Well, you know how I feel. I think anytime a person gets personal with another player or person when they're in an argument, that's the lowest level that you could reach. But then again, LeBron is part of the cabal, so whatever he wants, LeBron gets.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, yeah. He didn't say anything about it after the game, which was he just refused to talk about it. Just had the people removed. I heard it was a large number of people in the stands chanting the same shit. For me, I think LeBron, he's been in the league for so long. I think I think he's getting down. I don't know what he wants to do. He's not playing a lot of games. I don't really know what his story is. I thought, you know, I would have been saying the whole time he brought Russell Westbrook in just to fucking fill games for him, to get wins, to get him to the playoffs, and then he'll play. But to act like a baby and people yell, he's been having people yell shit like that at him, Hoffman, all year, for his whole life, since he came in.
But now his kids are older now, so it's a little different. His one kid is on the national spotlight, so, like, it's tougher now.
Yeah, it seems like he always gets fired up, especially now when it comes to his children. Like, something – I remember even, like, not too long back. Remember when he got all mad about something in his kid's, like, high school game or something? Or AAU game?
On the court, didn't he?
Yeah, some shit like that, and people were yelling at him for that. So I don't know. He has, like, a real, like, soft spot or something. When you mention his kids, he just goes nuts. Which, yeah, you know, a lot of people are like that, parents. But he's LeBron James. I mean, especially when he's playing. I can see if it happened.
Yeah, you can't cry about it on the court. You got to.
I mean, that's how I feel. I feel he should have just played, gone on with it. People heckle people all the time. And then afterwards, maybe say something. Or have the people removed after the game, like they can't come back or whatever he wants to do. Or have a press conference afterwards. These people were saying something about my kids. Listen, you can yell at me all you want. Just please don't bring my family up into it. But then it probably would have been worse after that. Whatever city you went to next time, they would have been yelling, yeah, fuck your kids, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think that sports players should have a thicker skin, and you're getting paid all that money. And if someone wants to yell, you suck and your kids suck, or I mean, I don't think hoping your kids die, obviously that's not right, but what are you going to do? I mean, you're making 30, 40, 50 million a year. Man the fuck up. So that's the NBA. Ghost, we move on to your part of the show. NHL, what actually could be mine. I'm actually 3-0, Ghost. You know.
That stuff all on you now.
I mean, I did give out 3 picks.
Huge slate today. Almost as big as it was Wednesday. 13 games. I had a few plays posted yesterday. Actually, that was my fault. I should never post them early, but I did. I tied one of them to the Cowboys game. Today, I'm going to be playing a lot all day. It's a rest day from Thanksgiving. You're hanging out home. You're hanging out with your family. Today's a sports day. You're sitting on the couch. You're enjoying the leftovers. You got to realize that's majority of what the players are feeling today, too. Everyone had off yesterday. No games, no practice. 1 o'clock games, 3 o'clock games, 4 o'clock games, 5 o'clock games. There's games all day today. You got to expect some variance today. You got to expect some things you don't expect. I'm going to have a few plays pregame. If you want to jump on, I'll give you 2 of them now. I will be on the Minnesota Wild today, and I will be on the over in the Capitals Panthers game. If you can get a 5.5, I always recommend 5.5 instead of 6 if you can. Play the little juice. But you're going to see a lot of live hockey today. There's going to be a lot of back and forth in games. I expect today, usually a day like today, is probably a lot higher scoring. So I will be looking to take advantage of some live lines. I recommend getting in chat if you're just hanging out today. Keep your phone around. Check out for the alerts. We'll be sending them out. We'll be hitting it all day. I stayed off the Ranger game. I didn't want to hit the 1 o'clock. So our first game will be at 3:30. I have the Wild posted. I have another 3:30 play that's already out in the Discord. That'll be it for today.
Awesome. The Hurricanes goes still 14-3. I said I didn't like that game the other day. There's just something about this road trip. I just don't like. They don't look as great as they did before. They actually lost that game the other day.
I'll give it out since we're talking about it. That's the other game that I have posted today. So the way that I'm playing that game is that I'll be taking the Hurricanes team total over 3. The issue with the Canadians right now is their offense. They're not scoring the way that they were in the beginning of the season. Brendan Moore talked about it after the game against the Sharks. The games that they're losing are 2-1 games. They're not getting blown out. They're not getting outplayed. They just can't put the puck in the net right now. Brendan Moore talked about it. He said, look, at the beginning of the season, a lot of bounces were going our way. We're a little lucky in the beginning of the season. And right now, we're just – they're dried up right now. So I think this is a great game, a Philly team that's struggling. Philly's home. Carolina's back on the East Coast. They had yesterday off. I think this is a get-right game for them. I think they'll have no problem putting up 3 goals today. But that's more of a gut play for me. So however you want to play that, I'll leave up to you. But I think this is a great spot. The Philly's dealing with some injuries. Carter Hart's been good this season. He hasn't been great. 2 games against the Lightning, gave up, I think, 7 or 9 goals in those 2 starts. So I expect Carolina to get their offense back on track today.
Hoffman, that's your team.
Yep.
You anointed them your team the beginning of the season.
They got to bounce back. They're struggling right now.
Yeah, that I don't know what's up. I just
but I wouldn't even say they're struggling right now. Because I still consider them probably the best team in the league. Every team's going to hit a roadblock throughout the season. Every team goes through a slump. And if their slump right now is only putting up 1 or 2 goals a game, but the defense is still intact, their goaltending is still intact. The reason why I don't like Carolina on the money line today is because Ronta's in net. I still think they're the best team in the league.
Fair enough.
Well, so, yeah, they did lose the last game to the Kraken, who are pretty shitty. Then they lost to the Sharks in overtime. And then they beat the Kings by 1. And then they beat the Ducks by 1. So, I guess all of those games could have gone the other way. Could have been, 4-0. But, they did win, was it 2 out of 4? They got to start. I just don't think they're scoring enough goals for me right now. I don't know. Maybe, like you said, it might just be like a little lull in the season. And maybe when they get back home after this game, maybe they'll pick it back up. Maybe they'll pick it back up tonight or today, this afternoon, because, you might, like you said, there might be a lot of goals today.
So, and just keep in mind, these struggles are all on a West Coast trip. They played 1, 2, 3, 4 games on the West Coast in a matter of 6 days.
Yeah, I agree. So I also like the Hurricanes today. I'm going to go with them. I didn't take them the other day, but I'll be back on it with you again today. So that is the NHL. And then we get back to our favorite topic, our favorite sport, the NFL this week. The NFL hasn't been good. Evan, what have you seen in the NFL? I mean, we talk about it every week. This is week 12. The product is just not there. The referees are ruining the game. I mean, I don't know how many times, bad flags, bad calls. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, the games just aren't really that entertaining anymore. Especially, the league's just becoming so soft. It's like the other week when the guy pointed at for the touchdown, they gave him a 15-yard penalty. For what? All he did was point at him. So, I mean, I think that just sums up the product of the NFL right now. I still love to watch it, and it's relatively entertaining on a Sunday, but I want to see, like, a good game where, like the Rams game we had a few years back where they scored 110 points or whatever. Not even. Could be a defensive battle, but anything to just kind of boost the season up a little bit.
My mom was asking yesterday. She's like, "Oh man, all these games are shitty. Where's the good game?" Like, I'm like, "Mom, what games are good?
No.
Like, what game do you want to see? Like, what game could they put in there that would be a good game?" So, I mean, I do want to bring something up that you posted, Ghost. I believe you posted it, and I was looking at it, and the more and more I look at it, the more and more I like it. The Eagles to win the division.
So that was a play I gave out yesterday. I sent it out late, so if you missed it, you might want to get in now. After watching the Cowboys game yesterday, after looking at both teams' schedules, I hit the Eagles to win the NFC East plus 500. I think it's a great value play. Taking a look at the schedule, they play each other the last game of the season. Right now, they're a game and a half behind them. They have a game in hand because they haven't hit their bye yet. They have the Redskins twice, the Giants, the Cowboys, and there's one other game I can't remember off the top of my head. But the way that this Eagles team is playing, I know we talk about Hurts. I still think he's a much better quarterback than Tua coming out of that class. I think he's serviceable. I think he's a decent quarterback. I didn't like the fact that they were looking to get rid of him after last year. I think this kid is going to grow. He will be better than he is right now. And I think there's a chance that they can win 80 to 100% of their remaining games and take over the lead of the division. So I mean, if you offer me plus 500 on it, I'm going to take it.
Hoffman, just looking at it now, at the Giants, at the Jets. So they play at the Meadowlands, which is, you know, an hour and a half away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really basically kind of a home game. They get to sleep in their own beds for, so that's 2 weeks in a row. Then they play the Redskins or Washington football team at home. The Giants again at home. Washington again, and then they end the season with the Cowboys. So you're going right through the division, except for they get the Jets, so they're playing probably the worst team of that division, that's great that they're playing them now. That last game of the season against the Cowboys often could be for the division.
Yeah, and that Washington game might be big too.
Yeah, so I mean, are you on that with Ghost or something you don't like?
Yeah.
Or you...
No, I like that a lot. I think the Eagles is going to be one of my plays for this weekend too. I think they're going to destroy the Giants.
Yeah, I'm also with you on that. In our picks, we had all picked the Eagles Ghost for starting on Monday, and I think I'm just going to stay there too. I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, if you look at the Cowboys' schedule, they have a tough game next week. If the Saints can get healthy, I don't think that's a rollover win for them. They have the Cardinals the day after New Year's. We've said the Cardinals, when healthy, are one of the best teams in the league right now. And they have the Eagles the last game of the season. That's three potential losses for Dallas. And that last game could come down to the division.
Yeah, and the Eagles are sneaky. No one's really talking about them right now, and they just beat the crap out of the Saints and ran all over them. And no one does that. Like, they're trending up, in my opinion, and, like, certain teams are trending down. Like, the Cowboys are trending massively down, in my opinion.
Ev, what do you think about that?
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out. The stream is lagging like crazy right now.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, so listen, I mean, is it still – 500 Ghost?
I posted last night at plus 500. I didn't check this morning, but
check right now.
That's what it was as of midnight.
Yeah, no, I saw it when you posted it. Actually, so FanDuel actually has it at 600 right now.
Better.
Dallas minus 550, division winner. I mean, I think that's a great bet, guys. So there you go. That's a fucking great future bet. That we're giving out to you guys right now. I love it. I was looking into it more and more after Ghost had posted it yesterday, and we spoke a little bit online. I think they're going to win the division. Cowboys have the Saints, Washington, Giants, Washington, Arizona, and the Eagles. That Arizona game is going to be tough for them. I mean, actually, all the games are going to be tough for them. I don't really know, the COVID situation they had. They're not running the ball, Dallas. Dak is making some bad decisions back there. Pollard is very good. He's got to get a lot of the carries. We've seen him run one back yesterday. I can't believe I lost my prop he hit the prop. He had over 39.5. And then he gets a 4-yard loss, and then I lose. They don't put him back in for the last couple series, and then I'm like, oh, shit, it's going overtime. I'm going to get a carry. Nothing. He doesn't even play.
And someone said it in our chat yesterday, and it's true. When Zeke's in there, their offense dies.
Yeah.
It's like insane. I don't know who said it. But
They go Zeke, 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 Zeke. I mean, mix it the fuck up.
I mean, when Pollard's in there, they're like flying all over the field and like.
Oh, it's not even that. Zeke catches the ball. After the catch, he may run somebody over, you know, but Pollard is making moves after the catch. His yards after the catch are way better. He's moving around, zigging, zagging, doing everything. I think I don't know, man. That offense runs more fluid, better when he's in there. And then, you know, the Cowboys being the Cowboys, stole a touchdown from Pollard yesterday when Pollard marched him down the field, and then you bring in Zeke to get the touchdown. But that's how Dallas does it. They've done it to Zeke before. Zeke marches him down the field, and then they give Pollard the touchdown. We've been on that end too. So I can't get
ran it back too. Like, what else do you want this guy to do? Like,
I mean, yeah, he's
got a plan.
They should have had him in at least one of those two last sequences. That was bad. Dallas just has to, they have to get better. I mean, if not, ghost play is just going to hit 100%. And I like it. It's worth the 600 right now. I'm actually putting it in right now myself.
Yeah, I just put it in.
So going on to the NFL this weekend, Mahmoud, do you see anything that you like? Game?
The Eagles, definitely.
Eagles, I'm definitely on the Eagles.
The Texans kind of intrigue me a little bit. I mean, Tyrod Taylor should be running around, so maybe his rushing prop.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
They play good, and the Jets are just not good. Like, they play good with Tyrod Taylor, so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They definitely do. So the only quarterback lately who's been hitting on their rushing has been Hurts. I mean, every single week he hits. I don't know. Do they have one up for him already? Let's see. I like Hurts. I like. I mean, he's the only one. Every single week he hits his rushing prop. He knows what he has to do. He goes in there, gets the job done.
Yeah, 48 and a half I'm seeing on DraftKings.
I mean, so that's about what he gets. So, I mean, I like that. I'm going to hit that. Probably going to do a same game parlay, but I like that over 48 and a half. I'm definitely going to hit that. I have another one that I love. But until I go to that, Ghost, you have anything? Do you like on the NFL this week? Anything you saw? Any prop? Anything different? I know you're probably going to go back to your man, Cooper Kupp.
So right now I don't have anything set. Especially after watching yesterday's game, watching the Dallas game, I'm just not ready to make a play 2 days before the game starts. Everything is just a show with the NFL right now. Obviously you guys know I'll be looking at Cooper Kupp. The other play that I'll be looking at, I haven't decided yet, but it's where I will be looking. I played for the first time last week, and it's in line with my Eagles play, and it's going to be Devonta Smith.
Hmm. I like that also. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. That's part. He was part of my same game parlay, so I'm with you on that. He's just a different guy lately. Different team altogether.
They really have been. Yep.
What do we see? What did they put Cooper Kupp at this week?
I haven't looked yet, to be honest. Like I said, I've just
Hoffman's
even that said. Team right now. Even Cooper that team Kupp. Right now with Woods out, it's very different for me. I'm not as sold. I'm not as locked in on the Rams right now. I think they're going to fall off.
So I see 7.5 Ghost. Would you play that? Receptions?
Probably. Okay. So with Woods out, I project Kupp to get 3 more receptions a game. So as long as it's nothing over 8 that I need to cash, I'm still going to be playing it. I'll probably lock it in tonight or early morning. I need to finalize things. You know how I am with my plays. But most likely we'll be going back to it.
All right. I like that. His yards are a little high. I see 95.5.
Yeah.
So that's a little high. I wouldn't take that. I like the 7.5 more. He gets a lot of he gets underneath slants, stuff like that. So, where he catches a lot of balls.
So that's why I pivoted off the yards last week and I max played the receptions, because Kupp is a guy who does get a lot of short passes. He'll hit 4 receptions and have maybe 15, 20 yards out of it. And then he'll have his big plays. So there's a lot of up and down with him. And for me, it's safer with those receptions, especially with Woods being out now. I don't think they're going to trust Odell right away. And I don't think Jefferson's there enough to trust him where they are in the season. So Kupp's going to be the main focus. And I think he'll see at least 12 targets a game.
Yeah, I like that. Why is there no Odell props up? What's is that?
Sucks.
I mean, something like where they don't really know. I mean, he's had time to practice now. I mean, they don't have anything up for him, which is weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
So yeah, I love that we've said it all season. Cooper Kupp. 7.5. I'm with you on that. Until I don't know if they would move it to 8.5, but until that happens, I think you just got to keep hitting that 7.5. I think that's a great play. I'm going back to the well again. 49ers Vikings. I think the Niners have turned a corner. The Niners are great. I love them to win that game. So I'm on the Niners, and I'm going to take Deebo Samuel to score a touchdown. -110 on MGM. It's -130 or 140. It's on some other sites. Get that in now before it moves. There'll be probably -150 around game time. The guys, their offense. I can't find rushing anywhere for him, which is crazy because he was basically their running back last week. But I like Deebo Samuel, that touchdown. It cashed early. He should get at least one or two. He's their running back. He's their receiver. He's their everything guy. He's basically, you know, like a little bit better. Yeah, Cordell Patterson maybe type of player. A little bit better of a runner because he's smaller. But he does everything. And I think that -110 is a joke. And I love it. And hit it now before it moves. So I'm going to go double up on that. I might even do Deebo Samuel to score a touchdown and the Niners to win. Combo. Love that. I think that's a great bet. Also, the Browns game. That game's awful. Going to be a Sunday night game. I think Lamar comes back, and I think Lamar beats them. I don't know what's going on with the injuries on the Browns. I don't know if Mayfield's going to play. I don't know what Baker's going to do. He's injured right now. They said he might start. I don't think there's really a difference of who starts at quarterback for them. I don't think that really matters. It's the ball goes through their ground game first, right? So I'm leaning Ravens. Any lean on that game, Ghost?
You know where I'll be on that game.
Of course. That's why I asked. Ravens. Hoffman?
Yeah, I'd like the Ravens in that game too.
I think we're all together on that. Any game that sticks out to you this week, Evan?
Not really any game. I mean, the Jets. We'll see how Zach Wilson plays, obviously, but I don't have high expectations. I would not be surprised if they lost.
So I want to take Zach Wilson interception.
Yeah, that might be a good bet.
How do I not?
I think you got it.
The guy is just – I think I've bet it every time after I started really hating him. See if they have it up now. Don't have any props for that game yet on MGM. They might have it on some other spots, but I'm going to take his pick. I'm going to put that out too. I'm going to take Deebo Samuel. I'm going to take the Niners, and I'll give you that extra one. I said I'm going to be all over that Zach Wilson pick. It's coming. He tries to do a little too much, I think, sometimes. He doesn't really use a lot of the checkdowns. He goes deep down the field, and I think it's going to cost them. I think he's going to have multiple interceptions, actually. But definitely one. Love it. We knew Josh Allen was going to get a pick yesterday. I think everybody in the company was on that one. That one hit. So I'm going with an interception for my best player, Zach Wilson. That team is awful. I don't know what they do to their quarterbacks. But nobody can play quarterback in that system. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. And that's, that's pretty much it. We have a Monday night game, Seattle and Washington. I think Seattle's just given up.
Well, we'll go over that Monday.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah, we'll definitely do that Monday. But as of right now, I think Seattle's given up.
Russell Wilson is washed.
We'll pick a survivor this week. This is a tough survivor week.
I pretty much think everybody is out of survivor. I think survivor is done.
I know, if you had to pick one, who would you pick?
My going through the seven people left.
Going through the
it would be Hoffman for me. It would be the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
You know what sucks is if Atlanta didn't have the injuries they had, they would be in the playoff race. which sucks for me.
Well, when I asked you about that, nobody seemed to be on board when I said they would be the team to watch outside looking in, but now it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the injuries, and then when Ridley left, that was it. So,
I mean, before we jump off here, we should probably talk about the two biggest games, the Titans, Patriots, and the Rams, Packers. Like, who do you think is going to, like, 6.5 for the Patriots? That's
well, so. I was going to bring that up. I think the Patriots game is the game to watch of the week. I think this is going to be the first real test they have this season. I know the Titans are banged up. They have no running game. Julio Jones is out, but I still think they're a top-level team in the AFC. I think last week was a fluke loss to the Texans. We've seen it all season. Everybody loses a bad game. I don't see how the Patriots are minus 6.5 favorites. I think the Titans win this game outright.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go against you, Ghost. I'm going to take the Patriots. I would put them in some type of a teaser or a parlay. I don't like laying the 6.5, but I think New England finds a way to win that game. I'm going to be on that side. Hoffman, did you say who you liked in that game?
I lean the Patriots. I wish it was at 4 o'clock.
Fuck. Yeah. I'm going to be on New England, Ghost. I just think that the Titans, after watching them last week and that loss, I mean, I could see a bounce back, but that game was just so ugly. The team looks kind of
well, that's the thing. The game was so ugly. I think it's an anomaly game for them. I don't think Ryan Tannehill was as bad as he showed, especially on those last two picks. Whatever happened that game, I just don't necessarily see happening this game. It'll be a close game. I don't think any team is going to run away with it. I think it's going to be a game that comes down to the wire, and we'll really see if the Patriots are legitimate or not after this week.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
this could be an AFC championship preview. Like, this literally could be. Like, that's you're gonna see what I said.
And then, like you said, the last important game is Tampa Bay Colts.
Oh, he said Packers Rams, right?
Oh, you're Packers Rams.
That one's important too. Yeah.
Tampa Colts. Can Tampa win on the road, Ghost?
Colts are really – the Colts are the Eagles of the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I did pick the Colts to win the division. Me and Rackets put that in on Rupp and Rackets. So I do love that. Tampa Bay, I don't know how they're going to do on the road. Colts are just running the ball like crazy. What did he have, 5 touchdowns last week? I mean, yeah. So Tampa has that great run defense. So we'll see. That game's a total toss-up for me right now.
I think it'll be a lot more in the Bucs' favor than people think it will be.
Yeah.
I can't see Tom Brady going in and losing to Carson Wentz. I know the Colts are home. I mean, how good is Carson Wentz really through the air? If they keep Jonathan Taylor intact, what are the Colts going to do to beat the Bucs? Well, you also got to see who's playing for the Bucs too. I haven't checked the injuries yet. I don't know what Gronk's status will be. Maybe it's going to come down to that.
Rams, Packers. Hoffman, what do you think about that?
I mean, it really just comes down to what Matt Stafford you get. I mean, if you get to Matt Stafford from weeks 1 through 4, they can beat anyone. They're probably the best team. But if you get the last 2 weeks, Matt Stafford, they're not winning this game.
I mean, I kind of agree. Packers, you know, had that. Who basically this week's going to come down to who's the real NFC team? Who's the team? Arizona's off. Who's going to step up and win? Dallas lost last. I mean, Packers lost last week. Dallas lost yesterday. Who's the real NFC team? Someone going to step up? Or the Niners going to step up and win and beat Minnesota at all? You know, at the Niners' house. I don't know. Are the Rams going to get this win, Ghost, or is it just going to go, or the Packers going to, you know, take one? And we still don't know what's going on.
I think this game is going to be a shootout. High scoring game. Whoever gets the ball last probably is going to win.
I think I was going to say the exact same thing. I think it's going to come down to like that Packers game of a couple weeks ago, like our the week against the Vikings. Whoever has the ball last, I think you nailed it.
I think the Rams get back on track this week. They had a bye. They had some time to get themselves together. The Woods injury came out of nowhere for them. Stafford had a shit game the week before. But like I said before, everyone has a shit game this season. They lost Woods how many days before the game?
One.
After bringing in
Odell. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was just a tough situation for them. They just looked like they were a mess. They didn't know how to recover. But now with 2 weeks – 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks under their belt, should be a better game for them, better game for Stafford. But now you're going to up against the next best team, in my opinion, under the Cardinals and the Packers. So,
yeah, I'm with you. But I like you said, I think it's whoever has the ball last. I think there's maybe a few turnovers during the game, a lot of punts, maybe a lot of scoring. But then whoever has the ball last in that first fourth quarter, I think is going to win the game. You know, maybe even overtime, who knows. But somebody's got to step up in the NFC. And I guess we'll find out this weekend. That pretty much wraps it up, I think. There's no UFC this week, so Mike will not be here to come in hot and sideways, as people say. Hoffman, any final words for the weekend?
Nope, that's about it. Looking forward to tonight's college game between Duke and Gonzaga and kick off the weekend. That's about it.
Ghost.
NHL starts in a half hour. Get in chat. I'm not getting off my couch today. I'm going to be watching hockey all day and night. Get in, hit every live play with me, every pregame play with me. Take advantage of the yearly subscription. If you play DFS, the combo is the way to go. If you're a yearly from last year and you play DFS, upgrade now, get the combo package. It's the best deal for the money. I mapped it out for everybody. My DMs are blowing up. I have 20 I need to answer when we get off of here. Guys, you love following Tommy. You love being a part of 4Deep. This is the best way to stay a part of 4Deep, become part of the family. We you know how we treat everyone in here. You know the time we spend in here with all of our subs. Lock this in. Don't even think about it. One payment from now until 2023. Let's go.
So yeah, I obviously can't replicate that. I'll be sitting on that couch though for the rest of the day, just like Ghost. So there, I'll be sitting there. Jenna will probably come down, and we'll be betting live all day on my three computer screens and my three televisions. That's what I'll be doing. So I'll be live. Looks like Boise State isn't going to pull this out. I mean, they were up 16-3, and now it's 27-16. They haven't scored since the beginning of the second quarter, which is ridiculous. They looked like world beaters, and now they look like shit. Looks like Texas might pull off a win here. That game's wrapping up. We got a couple other games starting. I'm going to get in on that Cincinnati game. Just to wrap this up, the Cincinnati game starts at 3:30, I believe. I like that. The spread's actually moving towards Cincinnati. It was 14, now it's 15.5, I see. So I'll be getting in on something on that game, guys. Join now. Get in on all the promos, everything like that. Evan.
I'm here.
Anything?
Big apologies for the lag. Don't know what's happening, but just rewind it. We're about to end, but you can just run it back. So we'll get that figured out and sort it out for all you guys.
All right. So for Evan Hoffman, Ghost, and myself, that's about it. We have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. Guys, thank you for being with us today. It was our day after Thanksgiving. Like I said, we preempted. No one knew if we were doing the show. We weren't doing the show. What was going on? Because it's basically a holiday for everyone. But that's about it. So all I have to say is, let's go!